Hey everybody, it's Repco Supercars Weekly. Aaron Noonan here with our weekly look at the news, notes and quotes of what's going on in the Repco Supercars Championship. And if you've been under a rock in the last few days, I've got some news for you. Shane Van Gisbergen, the championship leader, the dominator of Mount Panorama a couple of weekends ago, has come a cropper on his mountain bike. Now, he will be okay, the team insists, for the next round at Sandown. It actually happened on Saturday in Queensland. He was operated on Saturday afternoon in Brisbane. They've had a plate inserted into his collarbone. All signs are that he's going to be okay to drive at Sandown in a few weeks' time. But one thing he won't be doing is driving at Phillip Island this weekend. He was due to share a Mercedes-Benz AMG GT3 alongside His Highness Prince Geoffrey Ibrahim in the first round of the Motorsport Australia GT Championship. So they're going to give Shane the weekend off from that, and his place will be taken by Jamie Wincup. Not the first time that Jamie Wincup's been called up to replace one of his teammates after an accident. You might remember Craig Lowndes did his collarbone in 2016, 5 years ago, in a motorbike accident. Not a mountain bike, a motorbike accident. He made the first round in Adelaide, but he couldn't make the shakedown of his brand new car for that season. So Jamie Wincup got the call up to do the honours behind the wheel of the 888 Commodore for 2016. A lot of our fans asking in recent times about the update on Gen 3, and Supercars gave a bit of an update to media at Bathurst a few weeks ago. They report that it's full steam ahead. They insist that it's still on track for the new era of Supercars for next year, but they do admit that the timeline, well, it's pretty tight. There's two new car builds underway, 888 Race Engineering in Queensland with a Chevy Camaro and Dick Johnson Racing with a new Gen 3 Ford Mustang. The new Gen engines are being tested, and the chat is that the Gen 2 cars, so that's the ZB Commodore and the Mustang that currently compete in the Repco Supercars Championship, will be heading off and made eligible for Super 2. That's looking pretty likely. There's not that many cars available to move into that series. Quite a few of those cars have been snapped up already by private collectors, but we'll see what happens there. But it seems like that's what's going to occur. And we saw last week some news come out that Barry Ryan made mention that he'd expected Erebus would be leaning towards running Camaros than Mustangs, given I guess that they've been a GM team with Holdens in the past, and that's probably a bit more up Betty Clemenko's avenue to be a Camaro team. Some interesting news last week, if you haven't caught up with this. Molly Taylor, the former Australian Rally Championship winner and part of the TV broadcast team at Bathurst for Supercars, and of course doing Channel 7 stuff with TCR this year, it's been revealed that she tested secretly a V8 supercar back in 2017 for Brad Jones Racing at Winton. It was all part of a bit of a plan that Holden were trying to push to get her potentially through Super Utes and Super 3 on a bit of a pathway there. It's a great story from Stefan Bartholomaeus. Check it out on our website, v8sleuth.com.au, with all of the details. Next round of the championship, Sandown, and we will see bonus points in play. 5 points per race for the fastest lap for each driver in each of those races. So never been done in championship history. Last year, Chas Mostert had 5 fastest laps. That would have earned him a bonus 25 points. It's going to be in play this year in the 24 super sprint races in the Repco Supercars Championship. So there's 120 bonus points on the line. And I reckon if you're going to give points for the sprints, you've got to give them for the longer 250K races, and the Bathurst 1000 could really add some interest to cars that are out of the race from a winning perspective, but might be able to jag a few points along the way and just add a little bit of a storyline to those races as it unfolds. Quick reminder too, the Repco Supercars Championship official season guide is out now. It's 192 pages, glossy paper. It's got all the stats and the facts and the record books and the driver and team profiles that you'll need, whether you're at the track or you're sitting at home watching on TV, the full schedule or the race formats, Super 2 information, Super 3 information, the full championship point scores for each race, so you can be kept abreast of everything that's going on. Jump on our website now. We've printed limited stock for the first time. It's available to members of the public and to fans to buy. The website, bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. Now, on this day, March the 8th in 1998, I like to look back in history, and it was on this day that Russell Ingall won the final race of that weekend's V8 Supercar Supports at the Australian Grand Prix at Albert Park. So the numbers worked. March the 8th, car number 8, in 1998. It all flows together. That was four in a row that weekend for Ingle. It put him to seven in a row at Albert Park, a streak that I can't see being matched at any track anytime soon by anybody, because he'd won the three the previous year in 1997. Of course, that track, that period of open tyres was a real Dunlop track. And the race result on this day in 1998 has this for a top five: Ingle leading home John Bow, Larry Perkins, Mark Scaife, and Craig Lowndes. Quite a top five. Just a few wins and championships and Bathurst wins among those guys for sure. Hey, the next round of the championship, the Penrite Sandown Super Sprint, comes up on March 20 and 21. Bit of a milestone. Dave Reynolds will start his 350th championship race in the third race. So that's the second race on Sunday. It's the track where he made his championship debut way back in 2007 in a PWR Commodore as co-driver to Cameron McConville. Don't forget too, the garage. Head to Repco's website, repco.com.au, repco.co.nz for our Kiwi mates, and you can see all sorts of unique content. There's chances for prizes and unique experiences, so head to the garage and keep abreast of that during the course of 2021. As I mentioned too, next round of the championship, Penrite Sandown Super Sprint. Don't go to Sandown on the Friday. It's a two-day race meeting. You won't see any cars on track on the 19th. They will be on track on the 20th and the 21st, supported by S5000, Porsche Carrera Cup Australia. Great to see the Porsches back up and rolling after a COVID-affected year last year. And the Heritage Revival class, which ran at the Bathurst 1000 last year. It's a bit of a mix and match of Group A, Group C, and Group N touring cars. So some great history. Sandown, a pretty logical place for that category to have a run. Of course, it'll be the first time supercars have raced in Melbourne since November 2019, the Sandown 500. We didn't get racing at Albert Park last year. We got practicing and qualifying, but it's not quite the same without some racing. On Wednesday, got to tell you about this, our next episode of the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco, part two of my chat with Fred Gibson. We talk all sorts, actually. There's plenty about the Nissan GDR program. We answer lots and lots of your National Motor Racing Museum couch racer questions. It was a great chat. If you missed part one, click back through our episodes and have a listen before you listen to part two, because there's some really great insight there. Fred was in very, very good form. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And in upcoming weeks too, here on Repco Supercars Weekly, I'm going to be joined by one of Fred's former drivers, a guy who won Bathurst for him in 1999. Greg Murphy, the four-time Bathurst 1000 winner, will beam in from across the ditch. It's been a while since Murph's been on Australian soil, but we'll have him on the pod to chat in upcoming weeks about all things Repco Supercars Championship Racing. In the meantime, Repco Supercars Weekly is done. Join us on Wednesday for our next chat with Freddie Gibson. Head to the website, v8sleuth.com.au. And in the meantime, we'll chat to you next time on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco.